This time on The Relook Brief, we're heading to the state of Rhode Island to find out more about the new Senate bill which aims to tackle waste and litter through two proven solutions: extended producer responsibility for packaging and deposit return systems for beverage containers. Relook's Global Networks Director, Jenny Hume, spoke with Senator Mark McKenney, the bill's sponsor, to discuss what's in the legislation, how it came together, and why it matters for Rhode Islanders.
I'll start by asking you, what motivated you to sponsor the bill? And could you talk to us about what problems in Rhode Island's waste and recycling system this bill would aim to solve?
Let me start by saying this. Rhode Island is an absolutely beautiful state. It's called the Ocean State because we have so much coastline. Obviously, we are the smallest state, and yet we're intensely proud of the beauty of our beaches, of our bays. Narragansett Bay is our largest natural resource, greatest feature, if you will, of geography here. It's a beautiful, beautiful bay. I've worked with a wonderful nonprofit organization we have here in Rhode Island. It's called Save the Bay. And Save the Bay has advocated and worked hard for years to try and make sure that we clean up our waterways and specifically the bay. They've done an incredible job so that our bay is now cleaner than it has been ever in terms of some of the pollution that was going in. Except a year or so ago, the University of Rhode Island came out with a study that had been done with respect to the microplastics in our environment. And among the findings they had was this. In the top 2 inches of the bay soil, they estimate that there are over 1,000 tons of microplastics. And those microplastics have come from the breakdown of plastics that have unfortunately been put into the environment either through litter or through poor collection efforts. And that means that when we are fishing for shellfish or finfish, they have probably ingested these microplastics. We take a swim in the bay, we're probably ingesting those microplastics. One of the things we've also learned from numerous studies is that microplastics are not particularly good for the human body.
Right, and I can imagine that's not good news for local communities. So I'm wondering if you could tell us about how you connected that discovery to the goals of your Senate bill.
Many of us have looked at this problem and felt that something needed to be done. And while we have had curbside recycling here in Rhode Island for many, many years, we had a commission that was established to look at this problem, originally plastic waste reduction, but we also amended that to take into account the cans and glass, so metal and glass and other pollutants, but to look at the waste reduction problem and the impact it's had and potential solutions for dealing with it. And that's why the joint commission from the Rhode Island House, Rhode Island Senate was established to study it. In studying it, what we found was that our recycling system is not working. It's certainly not working the way Rhode Islanders would expect. And I know from having spoken to any number of my constituents and others around the state, when they hear that what goes into those bins is recycled at such a pathetic rate, 26%, but I've also heard as low as 14%. The point is, even at 26%, it's dismal. It's simply not what we ought to be doing in 2025 when there are far better practices that can give rise to recycling rates that are in the high 80s or even 90s. And for all those reasons, I was motivated and happy to sponsor this bill to accomplish what the recommendations were coming out of that joint commission. We wrapped up our work just a couple months ago, and we immediately put this bill in. Companion bill is in the House, and the effort is to try to carry out the recommendations that that commission made, hearing from many, many witnesses and receiving a great deal of written evidence in addition. So that's what motivated me, and that's what still motivates me in trying to push for the enactment of these bills.
I certainly hear what you're saying. I was in Rhode Island a couple of weeks ago and I can see what a beautiful place it is, and I can understand why you would feel so passionately about protecting it. And so accordingly, we've seen strong support from both environmental advocates and industry groups. And I wondered if you could talk us through a little bit, what are the opportunities economically and environmentally for introducing a deposit return system?
Perhaps the most important point about what we're proposing is a system paid for by the beverage industry and is run by the beverage industry. So we're talking about what is clearly a partnership with the state government, but also an understanding on the part of the beverage industry that what they have done in putting various containers into the stream of commerce is not something that they can simply put out and then forget about. There is continued responsibility that the producers of these containers have to account for. And so we have followed the example of Oregon in looking to accomplish what is essentially known as EPR, Extended Producer Responsibility. Our bill actually provides for that with, first of all, a deposit return system. Some people will call it recycling refund, popularly known as the bottle bill, but it is a means by which the industry takes responsibility for what they have in effect given rise to. They know that once these containers are used, so many of them end up in places they shouldn't be. The good part about this in terms of the economics is that this is not coming out of our state budget. And that, for us in Rhode Island, where we had an influx of federal money for a time, but that's all gone, is wonderful news. But because of the fact that this will be run by the producers and paid for by the producers, we are expecting that this will be a top-notch organization. That's what we've seen elsewhere. And the biggest reason for that, Jenny, is very simple. These materials have surprising value. We heard from people who came into that commission who said to us, we need this material back and we're not getting it. And so there is a market for this material. And so with that in mind, we understand why there's an incentive for the industry to be taking this over and running it. This is not your grandfather's bottle bill. This is not a bottle bill that you might recall or recognize from visiting nearby states. But in many of those states, when people don't return their bottles and cans, those deposits that were placed on those go unclaimed. We've looked around at the various places that have bottle bills, and it's clear that a nickel doesn't do it. For whatever reason, a dime does. And so when it's a dime deposit, there is an incentive that is felt enough that people will usually reclaim and get their deposit back. But there are going to be some folks who don't bother, and that's entirely up to them. They can do that. What's happened in old-style bottle bill states is that the state itself has scooped that money that's in the unclaimed deposit fund. In our bill, we have made it clear that that money is going back to the producer responsibility organization and is to be used to enhance the system. And so here we have a beverage industry that has the incentive to collect and collect well. They have the incentive to make sure that there is sufficient convenience that people will make sure that they return their bottles and cans. And so all of that will give rise to a system where there will be many, many jobs created. A very strong reason for the state to be involved, and that is that no state money is going to be used for the program, including we do want the state to keep an eye on what's happening. Even the oversight costs would be covered. So we're putting forth something that from an economic standpoint, it's almost a gift to the state. And it certainly is in terms of the fact that it will be giving rise to jobs. And let me just add one further point while I'm on the economics. Tourism. Tourism in Rhode Island is an incredibly important part of our state's economy. Because we have this natural beauty, we have people who come to our South Shore beaches, who come to the city of Providence. If they see trash along the roadways, rubbish in our streams and waterways, tourists who we're inviting to our beautiful state are far less likely to return if that's what they encounter. And so we need to make sure that what they see is the pristine state that they deserve to see and that Rhode Islanders deserve to have.
Jenny Hume speaking with Senator Mark McKenney. Thanks for checking out this episode of The ReLoop Brief. And remember, if you subscribe or follow, you'll get details of the next episode.